Well, good evening. I am Karen. I am a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I am having victory with sexual integrity, recovering from the after effects of domestic violence, and finding some victory with codependency. These are all happening because of the gift of Celebrate Recovery and of God's grace, which is our topic tonight.
Hi, Karen.
Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to serve. May we all have a better understanding of what your grace is and how much you love us through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in this teaching. Encourage us to share in small group and to keep coming back so we can continue to unwrap the gift of grace you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So what is grace? We will need an understanding of what grace is in order to apply it to this lesson. Grace comes from the Greek word charis, C-H-A-R-I-S. It means God's unmerited favor. Merit is like a merit badge in Scouts. We did something. We met the requirements and got recognized in a badge. But grace is unmerited. We have done nothing to earn it. It is kindness from God that we don't deserve. Webster says, grace is the unmerited love and favor of God toward human beings, divine influence acting in a person to make the person pure, morally strong, the condition of a person brought to God's favor through this influence. Many of us have come out of homes and churches that implied that God didn't love us because we weren't saying the right prayers, or we weren't given the right amount of money, or weren't volunteering for every need, or weren't attending all the worship meetings. In other words, we weren't good enough. Or we were looking at porn, or drunk, or using drugs, or attempting to control our family members, or whatever. But that is not true. We don't come to CR or church all cleaned up. As Jesus said, people who are well don't need a physician, but we need a physician who is God. God loves us, and he gave his son to die for us so we can live. So let's read our principle together. It's principle six, right? Relationships. Offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me and make amends for harm I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. Happy are the merciful, Matthew 5:7. Happy are the peacemakers, Matthew 5:9. So in step nine, we made direct amends to each people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Therefore, if you are offering your gifts at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:23-24. So what is your gift you are leaving at the altar? For me, it is totally surrendered life to God. But am I walking in total obedience to God if I have something against my brother or sister? Notice that neither the principle nor the step mentions grace. But it is only God's unmerited love for us, or grace, that empowers us to show the same unmerited love and grace to others by forgiving them and making amends. It is also by this grace that we can accept that we are to expect nothing in return from making amends or forgiving someone. We are still loved and forgiven by God, whether the other person forgives us or not. Grace, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But Jesus is talking to Paul, and he says, my grace is enough for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you. So Paul says, I'm very happy to brag about my weaknesses. Then Christ's power can live in me. For this reason, I am happy when I have weaknesses, insults, hard times, sufferings, and all kinds of troubles for Christ, because when I am weak, then I am truly strong. Celebrate Recovery is built and centered on Christ's grace and love for each of us. So let's review our acrostic, and you folks have your handout. Grace. Grace is God's gift. It cannot be bought. God freely gives it. When we give our amends and expect nothing in return, that is a gift from us for those who we have hurt. It's not about being perfect. It's about having a relationship with God based on his grace and his love for us. Romans 3:24. All need to be made right. Let's say this together. All need to be made right with God by his grace, which is a free gift. They need to be made free from sin through Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ. Romans 3:24. And we have 1 Peter. So prepare your minds for service and have self-control. All your hope should be for the gift of the grace that will be yours when Jesus Christ is shown to you. Anyone here have self-control on their own without God's help? Not me. Received by our faith. No matter how hard we work, we cannot work our way into heaven. Only by professing our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior can we experience his grace and have eternal life. Ephesians 2:8 through 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8 through 9. And then Philippians. Okay. Philippians 3:9. No longer counting on being saved by being good enough or by obeying God's laws, but by trusting Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith, counting on Christ alone. In Romans 5. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, as we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. A is for accepted, accepted by God's love. God loved you and me while we were still sinning. Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we're still sinners, Christ died for us. We can turn, love others because God first loved us. We can also forgive others as God first forgave us. Colossians 3:13. Be gentle and ready to forgive, not hold grudges. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Ephesians 2:5. Though we were spiritually dead because of these things we did against God, he gave us a new life with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace. He accepts us in spite of all our past failures. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace. Feel very sure we can come before God's throne where there is grace, where we may receive mercy and grace and help in time of need. C is for Christ, paid the price. He paid the price, sacrificed himself for you and me so that we may be with him forever. When we accept Christ's work on the cross, we are made a new creation. We then can rely on God's strength and power to enable us to forgive those who have hurt us. We can set aside our selfishness and speak the truth in love. We focus only on our part in making amends or offering forgiveness. Ephesians 1:7, in Christ we are set free by the blood of his death, so we have forgiveness of sins. How rich is God's grace. E is for everlasting love, everlasting gift, I should say. Once we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, God's gift of grace is forever. Philippians 1:6, let's say this together. And I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Christ returns. And there's 2 Thessalonians 2:6. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father encourage you, strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. God loved us, and through his grace, he gave us a good hope and encouragement that continues forever. As we grow in God's grace and work with him to clean out the junk in our lives, our walk will more closely match our talk. We can then become beacons to others that there is hope through God's grace for recovery. Colossians 1:6, all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. We are often aware of God's grace in our lives through worship, and we had great worship tonight. Worship is more than singing, but songs focused on God's truth can be a reminder to us about how God sees us and how he wants to be in relationship with us. There are many songs, even on YouTube and the like, about God's grace. This is Amazing Grace by Phil Wickham. Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Broken by Chris Tomlin. And the one that I listen to almost daily while working on my inventory, writing down the hurts that have happened to me and all the sins that I've done. Your Grace Finds Me by Mark Redman. Tonight, I want to leave you with a hymn that was written about 150 years ago by Julia Johnston, which is as true today as it was at that time. Sin and despair, like the sea waves cold, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is the flowing a crimson tide. That's Christ's blood. Brighter than snow may you be today. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment receive his grace? Amen.